The United Nations Climate Summit starts this week in Dubai. Average global temperatures keep rising, leading to questions about the point of the talks. Here's NPR's Michael Copley.
People were angry when UN climate talks ended last year. Big oil and gas producers blocked language from a final agreement calling for a phase-out of fossil fuels, the main drivers of global warming.
There was a great sense of despair for many of us.
That's Sandrine Dixon-DeCleve, co-president of the Club of Rome. It's a nonprofit in Switzerland that works on climate change. She called the UN meetings a circus run by oil producers. Part negotiation, part trade show, where the number of fossil fuel lobbyists has multiplied. And because pavilion space at the event has gotten so expensive, corporations with deep pockets can get more access to decision makers.
Those that have pavilions might be able to invite certain governments to come and have a conversation.
She says those interactions can amount to indirect lobbying.
So I think it's incredibly important that we take into consideration this aspect, which has created a very unfair playing field.
David Wasko of the World Resources Institute shares some of those concerns, but he says the UN meetings are still really important, in part because every country has a seat at the negotiating table.
At a G20, for example, you know, you have the big guys. And so the little guys who are getting hurt and aren't the major emitters are not really well represented.
Wasko says the UN talks aren't designed to solve the problem of climate change on their own, but that they do act like a kind of lighthouse.
They sort of give us a sense of the direction we need to travel in and also can be a catalyst.
Right now, the world's moving in the wrong direction on climate change, according to a recent UN report. Emissions of planet-warming gases keep going up. Dixon-DeCleve says the consequences of that are starting to become clear.
In Europe, most of the conversations over the summer were around either floods, droughts, or fires. And we could say that globally.
The host of this year's gathering is the United Arab Emirates, a major oil producer. Dixon-DeCleve says the country could use that expertise to help chart a path for getting the world off fossil fuels. But right now, fossil fuel producers, including the UAE, plan to boost production in the coming years. Michael Copley, NPR News.